I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 24 of Brian Gittins and Friends. Ah, he's 6'9". It's David Edwards.
Hello, pleased to meet you.
And what are you today? You're a blonde...
gas.
Okay, you're a blonde gas.
Sort of hovering through the streets of London today, I think.
Are you really?
Yes, that's the plan.
What do you mean?
Well, I no longer have a physical form. I'm a gas, and I'm sort of moving through objects, past trees and through buses.
Yeah.
And sort of become this kind of, almost like the next stage of evolution. It's quite, it's exciting.
And
a smelly gas.
A smelly, smelly gas.
Unfortunately so. That's the
stinky
only drawback.
Gas. Yeah.
That's the only
Are you
drawback.
Near enough to the microphone?
I'm not. I think I... Am I now?
Oh,
is that okay? Making
and
sure?
And our guest this week is Robin Cooper.
Way!
Thank you very much. Hello, viewers.
Viewers here.
No viewers. Well, maybe... later on, when they watch it back, or in a time capsule, they could play it in the British time capsule in the space.
Very true.
Yes.
Do you know much about British time capsules, David?
I do, in the sense that we're storing up everything that's happening in Britain right now. Simon Cowell, not the actual person, but perhaps some of his merchandise annuals. Indeed.
The cows.
For the BTC, the British Time Capsule.
Time Capsule. Lottery tickets. X Factor.
Exactly. And it's nice to come and have a chat about time capsules, and specifically British Time Capsule, which I've been told is what we're going to be talking about.
Well, you're right. You're
singularly.
No, we're not focusing on that whatsoever.
Right.
Right. So
none of it at all.
Who told you that?
Oh, well, it's my friend Mike Napier. Do you know Mike Napier?
No.
Typical Mickey Napier.
Napier.
No, I've been introduced. I'd like to be, though.
Mike and Simon Napier work for a company that they used to actually deal with concrete import-export. But she died.
Liver, yeah.
That's always carry the on the story. You
no,
could,
no, well, yeah. really? Well, she died because of her liver.
Alcohol poisoning, was it? Or was
no,
it
she had just... It was sort of... The I don't know the actual medical term for it.
Well, look it up.
Well, liver, of course. Yeah. But it was, as I said, it was a sad liver and got very melancholy and just withered and...
Didn't bond with the body at all? So
not at
to go
all,
separate
no.
Ways.
It was actually external to the body, which is one of the...
Where was it? Round her neck?
No, it was actually... Well, it was near the neck. It was more near... Just below one of the... am I allowed to say bosoms?
Oh, you are? Yes. That's not a problem. That's a part of the body.
It was not a nice sight, and she didn't last long.
It was in between her bosoms?
In between her bosoms.
And just sort of, like, tacked on, glued on, or kind of
no,
like...
No, it was fused.
Plasma,
I believe, something like that.
Plasmarised.
Modern medicine's amazing, isn't it, what they can do?
It's very nice.
Well, that's incredible.
Nice.
What, having a liver?
A liver outside your body type of thing. Looking down, there's my liver.
Exactly, yeah.
In the shower, in the bath, while sunbathing?
No, she took it off while showering, which I think was one of the problems, because she did need it. You do, and it's another one of the reasons why I'm here, is to tell people, look after your liver.
Definitely. Make sure you know where you put it type of thing.
Absolutely.
I mean, what does the liver actually do? I mean, I've got so many organs in my body, and a lot of them I don't even really understand how they operate.
Most of them you don't need. I mean, people think that your heart's important. You can actually live without your heart for 2 or 3 years.
What does the heart do then? It sort of like keeps the blood...
Well, no, they say it keeps the blood, but actually there's new medical report came out. Well, this is... My friend told me this one.
Hey, Mike?
No, Tony Sutton told me this one.
Right.
And
Tony.
That actually, everything they've told you about the heart is
basically... It's all bollocks.
It's not, yes.
Yeah.
Because it's not an actual vital organ. Same with the brain.
That is interesting. I think the brain is overworked. If anything, the brain gets me into trouble. I sometimes think, if there was a stop button, I'd be in Nirvana.
In Nevada?
Nirvana.
Oh, right.
So a heavenly place
where the gambling is near Las Vegas.
It is, quite right, which a lot of people say is a place where they can just be themselves.
Anyway, ultimately. So this week you're taking part in a heavyweight boxing contest, David.
I have. I didn't sign up for it, but I'm happy to take part.
Robin,
I wish you all the best.
Well, you're his coach, and so you should.
Well, that's why I'm wishing you the best. Did you train today?
I did a very brief jog, and I've had some eggs.
Right. How many eggs do you have?
Only the three.
Right. You were meant
to
have...
four. That was four. Four fingers.
Oh, did I? So that's my small finger. It always comes up unnecessarily.
Right. Well, you were
three.
Actually meant to have four. Brian was right. You should have had your fourth egg.
Well, I'm happy to have it now.
Right.
I'm happy to make it an all-round four.
Do you have the egg on you?
I don't.
Do
but
you
I can
have
look
an
into
egg on
it.
You?
I've got an egg on me.
Right,
you've
well,
got
pass
an egg
in
on
the egg.
Oh, here's thank you. Is it ready to eat? Is it being boiled?
Yeah, in we go.
That's
okay, so
it.
Take the shell off. There we go. In the mouth. Fourth egg.
Bang.
Consumed.
Silent egg.
There we go.
You
yes.
ready now for the fight?
Hello.
Hello,
I am the referee
Charles.
Today.
What was that, Charles?
Hello. I am the referee today.
He's the referee today.
The referee.
Wonderful.
It's nice to know the referee, isn't it?
Coach, boxer, referee.
No dirty business, please, gentlemen.
Sure. Time, gentlemen, please,
time,
as I
gentlemen,
used to say.
Please. What's your nickname, David, for tonight?
Bataram.
Bataram.
Bataram. Now, Bataram, remember how your opponent you're fighting, Sally Matthews?
Yes.
Don't hit her too hard because she is quite a young girl.
This is true.
So just, I mean, hit her,
yeah,
but
oh,
don't
yeah.
hit her hard. So hit her maybe more in the hair.
Right. Not the head, but more. Has she got quite big hair?
She's
I haven't seen
very
her.
Very big hair. She's had a big frizzy perm.
Well, that's perfect. I can happily hit around the skull and just go for the hair.
Hit around the skull, not at the skull or in the skull, just at the hair.
And Robin, what's Sally Matthews' nickname for tonight?
Sally Matthews' nickname is Just Sally.
Just Sally. Just
simple
Sally.
Simple as that.
Just Sally.
Just Sally.
So on the back of a silk dressing gown, as they usually wear, boxers and women, you know, whichever, it's just got Sally on the
just
back.
Just Sally. On
just
the...
Sally.
No,
just
Sally. Not
Sally.
Just
oh, sorry.
Just
quite
Sally.
Right. Sally.
Just Sally.
Just Sally.
Is on the back. The words just Sally.
Just Sally.
But not just the word Sally, but the word is on the word Sally. It says just the word Sally. The word Sally. Two words, just the word Sally.
Gotcha. I want to be clear on every
clear
aspect.
Clarity in boxing, Brian.
Yeah.
Now, I've been training with this gentleman here.
I know you have. You've done a cracking job.
For many years.
Yes.
Boxing is all about clarity, because if you hit the wrong bloke, you could be in trouble.
Well, quite. I mean, if you... Go on.
Well, for example, do you remember David Fibrosol?
I don't. No.
Yes, you do.
David Fibrosol, what, a past fight?
A past fight? Well, not
Do you know David Fibrosol?
David
Stop
Fibrosol.
Pointing.
The one
put that way.
The man that got put in prison for breaking into B&Q and eating all their paint.
Oh, I do know David
Fibrosol.
Fibrosol very well.
Well, tell the story the not being about clarity.
Yeah.
Basically, when you don't have clarity, you become depressed. David became depressed. He thought the answer was consuming a large amount of paint, which it didn't. It made him lethargic. He fell asleep.
Well, he did. He did consume the paint.
He did consume the paint. Because of that, he fell asleep, because it's got, obviously, a lethargic
propylethol.
Well done. You're quite right.
Stop pointing.
So I put that away. Quite right. And then he saw the sirens of the police, and he tried to drag himself out of B&Q. Quiet, but he couldn't. And then he's arrested. A gut full of paint and a mind full of guilt. Five years for you, sir.
5 years. He's still in there now. It's been 7 years. He was meant to be in for 5 years. I think he's just been left.
Well, his behaviour's been appalling in the jail.
It really has. Well, he's gone cold turkey. There's
no paint
around.
He's been eating all the paint, hasn't he?
Yeah, he has. Definitely. He's gone insane. It's lead poisoning after a while. Is there lead in paint?
There is in prison paint.
Well, there you go. That's why he's got poisoning to the brain.
Right.
Okay, so we're all ready to walk out to the ring, everybody?
Hello, gentlemen.
I am. Certainly
not
am.
Not long till round one, guys.
Yeah, we've got to walk
time
to the ring
head into
first.
The ring.
We've got to walk
David,
to the ring
David, what is
first.
Your walk on music, please?
I would like some Barry Manilow. What's the one named after the woman? Mandy.
Mandy?
I think so,
is that
yes.
the name of a woman? Mandy?
I'm pretty is confident. I'm
M-A-N
losing confidence now.
Initial D?
Mandy.
Mandy.
Mandy. I think I thought it was the name of a woman. I'm losing confidence.
How
in
does it
now.
Go, David?
Mandy, I need you, I love you, I want you.
Ah, yes.
All right.
It's
no,
not
I
good
don't
for boxing,
know that
is it?
Can I know Man C.
Man C.
I've always admired you from afar.
From afar, your wonderful eyes.
You're as beautiful as my favourite jam in a jar.
What? That's poetry, for crying out loud.
Well, Barry Man... What's his name? Manifold.
Manifold.
Used to be a poet before he became a singer and entertainer.
Did he really?
He wrote many poems, mainly about jam, etc. But he didn't make money.
Right.
Right. So he became a musician. And from
before
that...
he was a poet, he was a...
I beg your pardon?
Before he was a poet,
he worked in the tile industry.
Yes.
And
God, it's interesting, isn't it? The
vaguely.
Where life can take you. Tiles, poetry,
tiles,
pop hits.
Pop hits, wonder. One hit, one, many one hit. He's had many one hit wonders.
How about we play LL Cool J's Mama Said Knock You Out instead?
How about we play LL Cool J's Mama
yeah,
Said Knock
You
Out?
That's a lot better than Man D, definitely. I'll go with that, please. Thank you very much. Some rap.
Okay,
aggression.
So I'll press the button on the tape recorder and out we walk. And good luck, David.
Yeah, I'm a bit
luck
nervous
everyone.
About this.
Yeah, good luck and good luck
no,
to
thank
you, Robin.
Thank you for your time, though, Robin.
Thank you, mate.
Well, I appreciate all the work you've put in, the training, the eggs you've had to eat, the fighting.
Yes.
Now, we've been very underfunded, our gym. He don't have an actual punch bag.
Or a roof.
No, he's just been punching the wall.
Yeah.
And he does have quite severely broken knuckles.
But it's worth it, though. They're toughening up.
They're toughening up, but I wish they weren't still broken.
I know. They aren't slightly... well, I've had some anodyne, some paracetamol, some painkillers.
Right.
Sort of, you know.
What, we rubbed them into the knuckles?
Yes, absolutely.
Did Dr. Morris come?
He did.
What did he advise?
He just said basically...
Well, that's what he always says. I mean...
And then he just tails off into nothing.
No, yeah.
And we paid for those x-rays, and I still haven't seen those, basically.
No, well, that's Dr. Morris for you.
It's got to be said. He's got that.
She.
It's she.
She.
Quite right.
She.
It's a PC world we live in now. You're quite
well,
right
it's
there.
It's a she.
It's a she. She.
End of.
She. Dr. Morris,
Dr.
the woman.
Dr. Morris. Mrs. Morris.
Mrs. Morris. She gives it all this. Lots of talk.
Talk.
But there's not much walk.
Talks, no.
As in, you know, yeah, I've got
well,
paracetamol.
What can you do
knuckles.
About it? She's the doctor we use. She comes. She's very vague.
Very.
Sometimes she doesn't even come. Sometimes you're not sure if she's there or not. It's more just like a mist in the room.
Well, like your gas
like
again.
Like your gas.
A lot like my gas. But as a gas, I'd never operate on a person.
No.
I'd never attempt to actually...
Well, you haven't actually had the formal. You need at least a couple of months training before you can operate on someone.
Well, this is a controversial thing to say, but
Have
I don't think...
Have you ever operated on anyone, David, or...
No.
Do you know, my first question there, it kind of fits in. If you're a serial killer...
Ding, 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 it's round one and question one.
Oh, sure. Nicely done.
If you're a serial killer, what would you be called? How many victims would you kill and how would you kill them?
I would be called...
Take your time. Wow, I've never seen you stumped.
Merchant of no mercy.
Right.
Which means I'm a merchant.
So you have a steady income because you can't just live by murdering.
Yeah, completely right.
Stop pointing.
So I put the pointing finger away. And also, a merchant is like a serial killer, as you say. Is you know they're a continuation, aren't they?
Continuation of?
Of, well, it could be selling
open
fruits, or it could be homicides. I would go for the latter,
right.
Being a serial killer.
Right.
And no mercy, in the sense that when the homicide begins... I will not hit pause. It will come to a natural end,
pause.
As in the end of your life.
So you're... As a serial killer, You won't hit pause. They're pause.
I will not hit pause. It will be complete as an activity.
But I think it's awful having to kill seals like that, don't you?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, why do they need seal to do a serial seal killer?
Is that what you are, David?
I wasn't originally, but I like the idea of it.
Why?
There's definitely an open... Well, I've never heard of a... Well, first of all, if you ever watched David Attenborough's documentary, there's beaches full of them. So you could easily go on...
Documentaries? Of seals.
Yeah, of seals. Yeah.
But did you know, I've heard that afterwards, he does go on a bit of a rampage and does murder... All the animals you see him close up, they murder and he eats...
Really?
Yes, it's 100% true. David Fibrosol also told me that in a letter he wrote from prison.
Was it David?
I have the letter here.
I'm sure it's David Fibrosol.
Really?
P.S. David Attenborough in those programmes you watch always kills then eats all the animals you see him with afterwards.
In a way, that's quite unwise.
You brought that letter along, didn't you?
I did have that letter.
What's that other letter you brought along with you?
The other letter I brought with me.
Yeah, here we go.
This is a facsimile of a letter written by young Queen Elizabeth II.
History,
yeah. Unfortunately, it rained on the way, so it's unreadable.
Ah, it's...
That's a shame, isn't it? It
was from the British
life.
Library. I managed to borrow it, as they say, and I promised them I would it out, as they say. Aesop's Fables say...
Sure.
I promised that it would be kept in tip-top condition.
Right, we've just thrown it back onto the coffee table.
Well, it was already wet because of the downpour outside.
Oh, so it wasn't Queen Elizabeth made it wet, you made it wet.
Yes, no. There were tears on it. It was a very sad, emotional letter. I was to read that out, it could rock the entire establishment. But the thing is, I can't remember a thing about what was in it.
Right.
But I do know it would shake the foundations of... modern democracy, not just here, but also around the world.
They're not going to be happy when that comes back. You know what I mean? I don't want to put any anxiety into
your head. I'll just write
head.
Something that was, you know, the sort of thing she'd write. Had a nice day in Buckingham Palace, fed the swans, the dogs were ill. Well, no, I won't be enough. Well, maybe getting better.
Keep it realistic.
Realistic,
don't be too optimistic.
Guys,
about
Sally
that.
Matthews is making her way to the...
Oh, blimey, here we go. Well, she's quite large.
She's all right,
she's
she?
A large girl.
She's
but
a
she's
large
got
girl.
A lot of hair, so it's a big target.
Yes, it is. You're quite right. She's obviously come out of the blow dryer. OK, very nice. OK,
yes,
let's...
Yes, what's she wearing? You can read. Read us now what she has on her back.
Just Sally.
Sally.
Sally. Just the word Sally.
Sally. There's no just. Just is just merely a descriptive
just
term.
Just two words.
For
just
a name.
The word Sally.
Sally. I'm glad you said that because
stop
originally
pointing.
I was
Please
looking for a
pointing.
Just. Right. Stop pointing. Quite right.
Sally, referee.
I'm going to fuck you up, Edwards.
Ooh, yeah. She's got a tongue on her.
What did it say?
What did you say, Sally?
I'm going to fuck you up, Edwards.
Oh,
I'm going to fuck you up, Edwards. I'm going to fuck you up, Edwards.
That's proper street talk, that is.
Language like that wasn't
She's
found in
sure
the,
we'll beat
the
that
letter I had here, which was smudged, but there was definitely not language like that. In.
Well, I'm glad to see. I mean, a queen would not speak like that.
No. She wouldn't say a blue word, even if she stood on a plug.
But the queen or...
Pardon?
So sorry. The so queen?
What about her?
What's the question?
Have you met her?
Have you?
I've never met the Queen, but I have stood on a plug.
Right.
And I've got to
in
say...
In front of the Queen? No, you haven't. Behind the Queen?
No, no. I've never been in, even... I've only been outside Buckingham Palace. I've never been invited inside,
really?
Where she obviously is.
Right.
Where she sort of haunts.
David, a few words of advice for David before the first round.
Please.
Right, well, I want you to fight as well as you can, despite your broken hands.
Yeah,
knuckles.
Thank you.
Aim for the hair. Remember, she's a young girl.
What sort of age are we looking at here?
12.
12, that's fair enough. Old enough to fight.
Well... And just, you know, go for the hair, basically.
Go
Try
hair,
not
mate.
To hit any other part of her body.
No, I've got focus.
Can
I'm looking
may
for.
I sponge you down?
Please do,
I'll
yes.
I'll do it in about 10 minutes.
Okay,
do we wait 10 minutes?
We'll wait 10 minutes. I'll do it after round five.
Round one.
Round one, here we go. Good luck, David.
Right, thank you. A bit nervous. Here we are.
Good
here
luck.
We go.
You can still answer questions while you fight.
Yes. I'm good at multitasking.
You got a question?
Yes, I do. A different piece of paper.
Robin's got a question for
David. How much does London weigh?
London weighs, income-wise...
No, just the physical weight of the whole... Everything in London, not the people, just London, how much would it weigh?
How much would it weigh? That's a very good point. I'm not great with weights.
Right.
But let's start off. How much would a juggernaut weigh? If
what's
we can get that, we'll
first
work
of all,
backwards.
What's a juggernaut?
A juggernaut.
Brian, do you know what a juggernaut is?
That's a very
well,
large
like a
lorry.
It's a creature from outer space. Is it some sort of space creature?
A juggernaut. A juggernaut?
Juggernaut.
Have I pronounced it correctly?
No,
a large
my
lorry?
My question says, how much does London weigh? Not juggernauts.
No, it does. I agree with that.
Yes.
What I'm doing
it's
is reverse
agreeing,
engineering.
But the number is?
What the number is?
How much does it weigh?
I'm going to have to do a bit of research beforehand.
Okay, well, we can wait. We've got 10 minutes.
We've got 10 minutes.
Okay, that's no problem. So a lorry, how much do we think a lorry would weigh?
Well, it depends on what it's carrying. If it's
Coca-Cola.
Carrying... Coca-Cola. How much does Coca-Cola weigh? The whole company?
No. A Coca-Cola lorry.
Oh, right.
Once I've got that, I can then start
multiplying.
It depends
if there's Coca-Cola on it or not.
There is Coca-Cola.
How much? One can? A vat?
Several aisles Asda. Several being two.
Two aisles worth of which Asda?
Brighton. So I'd say the aisle in Brighton would be the size of like a small alleyway in Soho type of thing.
Right. So we're talking about 200 metres long?
Yes.
That's a very big lorry.
That's a hell of a long lorry.
Big lorry, yes.
Yes.
I don't think government regulations would allow...
250 metres long. So
allow a lorry that big? This is just making this up.
No, I'm not. So
don't get argumentative.
No, not at all, not at all. I'm not going to argue the coach, for crying out loud.
No, you don't want you to get stressed before
she's
the fight.
She's hitting you, David, she's hitting you.
Oh, here we go. Focus. That's one on the cheek. Oh, God, on the earlobe.
Focus on the fight and
here
the question.
We go.
Go for the hair.
Fists in the hair, here
that's
we go.
It. Go for the hair.
Right through those blonde curls.
That's
there we
it.
Go,
keep,
slicing
that's
through.
That's very good.
There
and
we
another
go.
One.
There we go, right over the skull.
Very good. Don't hit the skull.
No. I'm not going to touch it. Brian,
no.
Get into those
don't
hair roots.
Don't touch her eyebrows, even though they contain hair. It's too near her skull.
I know the rules.
Right.
Here we go.
And that's the bell, so can make your way back.
Oh, thank goodness. Yeah. Do I get a wash down now with the soap?
No, 5 or so minutes.
Okay,
it's not
a problem.
Yet,
not 10
it?
Minutes yet.
No, quite right.
And how much did London weigh?
How much did London weigh?
In tons.
In tons, I would say you're looking at millions.
How many millions of tons?
I would say something like, I would go with 100 million tons.
No, you're wrong, it was 4,000.
4,000 tons.
No, anything.
That is an interesting, where did you get that from? That's an interesting one.
Well, that was also part of David Fibrosol's letter. PPS, London weighs 4,000 million tons.
When I wander into London this afternoon, I'm going to swallow that in, breathe that in as a fact and look around and think, gosh.
It's a lot of weight.
That's just a lot of weight. It's a lot of human activity taking place.
But it's not. Doesn't include humans, the weight.
Oh, right, gosh.
Remember, that I said earlier, if you rewind the tape, no, we're just London, but not the people in it.
So, like, pre-human kinds...
No, because there wouldn't be London, would there? It would just be a swamp.
Yep, very true. You're quite right. There wouldn't be any signs pointing people to London. The Google Map wouldn't exist.
No, well, we wouldn't... But if we're in London, we're not weighing signs pointing to London. We won't say, weigh signs that say, London, you're in London. But why would you have a sign pointing to London if you're in London?
Very true. That would be a waste
of
a sign.
And if you were thinking that was included, your weight should have been higher... than the actual weight, because the signs pointing to London would have increased the weight.
I was about to say,
right.
That would have
stop
increased...
Pointing.
Sorry, put the pointer finger away.
Pointing away.
That would unnecessarily... Well, the way I point, and that London sign would be exactly the same. Unnecessary pointing, unnecessary weight.
Right,
you're in
exactly.
London.
They don't need the signs that say to London, because everyone knows London's just down a bit on the right. What do you think, Brian? Do you think we're wasting government money on signs?
I think he's got a point, Brian. I don't want to push you in
think,
a certain
Brian?
Direction. But
I sort of have my eyes on the next question.
Oh, absolutely. We can come back to that during the sponge.
The thing is, though, sometimes David, you want to be guys, where you are.
Can you tell us the celebrities that are watching the big fight?
The celebrities. Well, who do we have to our left? Martin Kane?
Oh, blimey. Alfie himself watching me box hair.
Alfie?
What is it? Mark?
That's Michael Kane.
Mark Kane
is here.
Who's Mark? Is that Michael's son?
Who is Mark Kane?
Mark Kane.
Mark Kane's there with his family.
Oh,
who else?
Well, nice to meet you, Mark.
Who else is here that's famous?
It's just Mark Caine and his family.
Well, that's all you need, really, isn't it?
Mark Caine. Who is Mark Caine? I know his face.
Well, he was a DJ, wasn't he? At, what's the...
Absolutely Radio, was it? Or BBC Six?
There's no such thing as BBC Six.
Isn't there?
No.
Radio Six?
No, Radio One.
Radio One? Oh, Radio Six has come to an end, isn't it?
I don't think there's... It goes one... And then there's no more, is it? I didn't know mine.
No, now I've got... I'm going to have to contest
right.
that one. Not in a bad way, but there is a BBC Two, there's
right.
a BBC Three, and
on
there's
the
a BBC
radio,
four.
Though, there's just Radio One. No,
no there is... If you watch TV after 1 o'clock in the afternoon, BBC Four will appear.
But not the TV, just the radio.
Oh,
Mark Caine's a radio DJ.
No, but not on TV. I'm talking about radio stations. It's just Radio One. There isn't any more, is there?
No, believe me, on television, if you wait until 1, 2 o'clock in the afternoon and you're on the correct channel, BBC Four will appear on your screen.
What's that got to do with radio?
This is radio.
We're talking about the radio.
We're not talking about television.
Right.
Radio One.
Chaps, I lost my way there. I apologise.
Radio One.
That's not a problem.
That's not a problem at all.
You've got your mind on the fight.
Yeah, the BBC.
Thank you, Brian.
One channel on the BBC, and the rest of the money spent on television and then projections, they do.
But there is a... So, let's get this. There's a Radio 4.
No.
Oh, there is a Radio 4.
No,
I'm confident I've heard that on
the car. Stick your mouth guard in, mate.
Don't get upset. You've got a fight to carry on.
You are quite right. You are quite right.
I've got a question from a listener.
Round two, ding, ding, ding.
Round two, ding, ding. Off you go.
Good
oh,
luck,
here we go. Thank
luck,
you, chaps. Thanks
well.
For the topical debate.
David, my question
radio
from
TV.
At William Thorburn 4 is, if you could be a pie, which pie would you be?
I would be, that's a very simple one, steak and kidney. Thank you.
Why are you so confident?
I think because it's a popular choice.
I don't like it.
Oh, really? You
don't
like steak and kidney?
No,
it's a
like
bit
it?
Of gravy
I,
in there.
I don't like kidneys.
No, don't you like the taste when your teeth crunch?
No, it's the taste
that
I don't like.
Steak.
It's the taste that I don't like. Everything else is fine, but it's the taste. I think it's
so the weight
taste.
And the texture in your mouth's fine. It's just the taste.
I love the texture. Beautiful.
You do, don't you?
It's the texture's beautiful, but the taste isn't so nice.
Bit of an anti-climax. I do like a bit of steak as the teeth growl into it.
No,
I think it sort of makes me feel like a caveman, like I've gone back to my basics type of thing.
Have you ever lived in a cave?
No, but it makes me think that it would be something to entertain for a short
of
period.
Of course you could go around the world performing in caves, entertaining the troops. Everyone would be entertained when you did it. I enjoyed it. It was a fantastic show. Everyone was there.
And also in the Middle East, there's a lot of caves and there's a lot of soldiers in the Middle East.
And they all enjoyed. He did a wonderful... Do you remember when you did the show in the
I
Middle
do,
East?
Yes.
It was hot, but you did a wonderful show. What was the
Can you
what
do
was
the start,
act you did? Yes.
Start of the show.
Thank you, soldiers. Thank you, troops, for gathering around my cave. I know you're very busy. If you like, just put your guns there. There's guns aren't needed for light entertainment.
And what was the first joke you always do to the soldiers?
I would say, oh, don't put your rifle up there, missus.
No, that wasn't the first one. What was the first joke you do?
The first joke was very much a case of, come and sit on my lap. Something like that.
No,
I try and flirt
Prince
with
Charles?
Them. Oh, the Prince Charles joke.
Yeah.
I would get two large shells.
Not
yes,
that one, the other. The other
oh,
Prince
the
Charles.
Other one, yeah.
The other Prince Charles.
Hesitating.
Hesitating. No, not hesitating. I remember it well. It went down very, very well. I would go on all fours and say, who wants to be Camilla? And that wouldn't go down well.
No,
I did it once.
That did that once. That didn't go. Well, actually, one of them pointed a gun at him.
Rightly so. Right. And I'd have taken that bullet because
so
it was
you got down on all fours and you said...
Who wants to be Camilla?
Right.
Which is inappropriate. It was,
it was
very,
very
base.
Rude. And I'm sure this letter from the Queen, if I could read it, she would
the
say...
Okay,
the Queen Elizabeth II one that's blurred.
Yeah.
If she was here and writing live, she would say, I don't approve.
She does not approve.
And right, you know, because I remember I was on all fours, I was looking at the ground thinking, Dave, you really have
made
gone,
a wrong
you
know, decision.
Which is
there.
Why
wrong
we decided
there.
That, you know, as his
to
trainer,
change
he
jokes.
Should change to boxing.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you. Caves, there's no use dwelling in caves.
There's not
Paul
a market
Gaggery.
Anymore. I don't know why we thought it was such a good idea.
There's not a what? A market?
Market in it. You know,
in the cave.
A cave based entertainer.
There's not a market in the cave?
No, there's not a market in the cave. Well, it's not a bad idea, having a market in a cave, actually. Maybe we can think of doing that.
What's selling, like, cheese and bits of meat and things like that?
Yes, or stuff that, you know, that people, if you go to a cave, you want to buy in a cave.
Yes, which could be like a photo with...
No, or cheese.
Cheese, yeah, quite right. Cheese or meat and meat and bread.
Exactly.
Robin, have you got a second question for
David?
Yes, I do. Sally's punching you, David.
Oh, right, OK, Sally, please, give me a second. There we go, get into the hair.
Second question from Robin.
Fist right into the fringe.
Who or what is Slems?
Who or what is Slems?
Slems. I saw on this box here, I've done a drawing, the word Slems, S-L-E-M-S. I don't know what it means or who it is. Who or what is Slems?
Who or what is Slems? It's a brand name. For some reason in my memory...
It might not be a brand name. It's written in pen.
Pen? And what was it on? Sorry, it was
on... It's on a box. There's drawings here. It's a box.
It could be...
Did you put that up on the website?
Did you write it?
I took a picture. Well, I say took a picture. I drew a picture.
Well, that is like a picture, isn't it?
You could put this on the website.
You drew a picture.
Maybe the all view.
And where was the box, Robin?
In London town.
In London town, right in the centre.
It could be the property of a gentleman called Slim. It could be his surname or a nickname, perhaps.
No, it wasn't, because his name was also on it, so that's not that.
It's not that. And you don't think it was? It wasn't a brand, it wasn't advertising?
No, it wasn't a brand, definitely not, because it was just written in black pen, but the last S was in blue, Slim's.
Did you wander back and was the box still on the pavement?
It was still, well, I did. It did was there for, you know, the 5 seconds I passed it, yes. It didn't move, but there was no wind. It hasn't been a windy day today, has it? Although they predicted it would be. They're always wrong.
Oh, the weather's appalling. That's another subject, but it really is completely wrong. I've
Slems,
got a weather app.
Slems.
So who or what is Slems, David?
Who or what is Slems?
Do your viewers know? Might they be able to help?
We could open the phone calls and the lines now.
We'd obviously have to wait a couple of months until we do our next podcast, but we could get some answers in.
What about the viewers could phone in now?
Well, could you open the phone line? Technology's like.
We haven't got a phone, so
that might be a bit of a wall there.
Right.
Probably. Okay, I can get the ball rolling, though, like a detective, if you like. Slems, I'm imagining what immediately comes to my mind is that that is the property of a man called Slems.
No, his name was on it, so it's not Slems.
It's not Slems. But the thing is, if I had a box containing my property, it could be underwear, socks, DVDs, records, I would put David on the sides.
Yes. Now, I had his name on as well, but in big letters was the word Slems as well. And that's the thing I wanted to find out what it is.
So did he have his name on it and then Slems?
He had his name on it.
And what was his name?
Peter McGough.
Peter McGough. Now, this is what you need to do. You need to go on the internet, write Peter McGough Slems into Google.
Right.
Well, let's do it.
And then will hopefully... Maybe it's a company he works for.
Right, maybe.
What would Slems do? Slems.
Ask Jeeves is what I use as well.
McGough.
Do you go on the internet a lot?
Not a lot. No, mainly to look up the word internet.
Used cars.
I've never tried that, actually.
Used cars,
funnily
David.
Enough, you only get about 12 results.
Oh, right.
Used cars.
Used cars.
Oh, well, there we are. The mystery solved. It was a used car or part to a used car.
That's fascinating. Slems is used cars.
End of round two.
I'll
give you a little rub down.
Please, it's needed. I need to be energised, psychologically and spiritually.
So, got another question here, David.
Quick rub down.
It was rather, wasn't it? But it did the job.
Who's the least favourite person in your life? Who's your least favourite person?
That's quite a controversial one. It's got to be said. I mean, there's probably quite a few.
Just give us your least favourite.
I think I've mentioned this before, so I won't go on and on. But certainly the ones that give me a lot of hassle are noisy neighbours around me. And I know that sounds like, oh, Dave, come on, there's got to be worse people like that. You know, Donald Trump, that old cliche. But, you know, when you are in your home, your womb, if you like, and you're in a sort of fetal position.
You live in a womb.
Well, I don't live in an actual womb, but my flat is a type of womb where I like to crawl into, get away
you
from
crawl
reality.
Into your flat. You have a very low keyhole, sort of at head level while you're crawling so you can get in. I've never tried.
No.
I stand face parallel to the door, insert the key and enter, but...
On both twos. I know you mean. I think You know, sometimes I metaphorically crawl. Sometimes it's a hard day. I don't mind admitting I will physically crawl.
But you have a special modified lock below, so you could, if you want that option of crawling, if you could go in via the key that's low down.
I don't, unfortunately. I only have one
so
lock.
So when you're low, someone lift you to the key, or you go up on boxes? Or
what happens is I'll use my last gust of energy
right.
to stand up like a man. Right. Unlock it, and then I'll go into crawl position.
Then you revert to crawl.
Yes.
And on the surface, it's generally low inside. I haven't been... I've known you for years, but I've never been into your new flat you live with.
No, they're not. The kitchen surface is quite high up.
It's actually very high.
So I need to crawl, stand.
Much taller than your head, and you had to climb up.
So why haven't you been into his new place?
Well, we had a falling out. Not a falling out, but he disinvited me.
He disinvited you?
I don't invite many people to the flats.
No,
I was going to
go round to have a discussion with him about his diet, for his training diet.
Yes.
Because he'd just been eating potatoes.
Well, it's potatoes and a lot of cereal, David?
A lot of cereal. I do like bran.
Right, and this is the thing. Bran is very, very bad for you.
Is it?
Even in, it's good for you in large quantities, but he's eating it in tiny quantities.
So you were hardly eating it?
I was just eating flakes, basically, like peanuts, just your flake here and there.
Basically, you need to eat sacks. And he was just eating a bowlful with milk.
Well, I was looking at these large sacks of bran and just thinking, how am I going to consume that? And it just became too overwhelming, like an enormous, you know, job around the house, like having to put up shelves from IKEA, a thing like that.
David, you've got to go out. She's taunting you.
Oh, good grief. Here we go. Wish me luck, lads.
David.
Yes?
David.
Yes?
I'm afraid you are being deducted some points for being inappropriate to the models who hold up the cards between rounds.
This always happens to me.
Well, I did warn you. This is one of the things, if I'd been round to his flat, I would have told you that you've got to stop being inappropriate to the models that are holding up the cards and the advertising sponsor.
In between the rounds.
All I did was give them full eye contact, met with a smile. That was it. I don't feel as though that's inappropriate.
You know you're not meant to give them touch their eyes with your fingers, eye contact.
Yes, you're
quite
right.
It hurts to put your fingers in people's eyes. Models or not models. I'm not a model. Once a man put his fingers in my eyes, I was in pain. It wasn't nice. Why did you do this? Even if I was a model, you shouldn't do it. He said, what do you mean?
An eye bath afterwards. Right. Any scratches or dust I've left in their eyes, I'll happily bathe their pupils. Well, maybe
a punishment, we are going to have to blindfold you. I am sorry.
No, I think fair enough. You've rightly pointed out. You do not put your index finger into another woman's eye.
All right, I've got a little tea towel here. I'm going to wrap that around you.
Please do. My eyesight is gone.
My last question for you.
Last question from Robin as you make your way to the centre.
Round three, ding, ding, ding.
Oh, here we go. Can someone help me into the centre? I can't see.
Careful. Do I do the question?
Do the question.
Question is, why did you do it?
Why did you do it?
Poking the woman in the eyes?
No, you know what. We want to both know why you did it.
I did it because I'm lonely, I want a voice, I want a platform, I want a soapbox.
But why did you do it? Why did you do... Tell them what you did and why you did it.
Not that, David. The other thing.
Exactly, robot man.
The other thing, not that. Why did you do it?
Why did I do it? Well, there's a whole host of things I've done.
Well, no, you know why you're here. Just tell us why you did it. Tell the viewers why you did what you did on that night.
I did what I did on that night because, you know, I think...
Tell
it's
them what you did. Now, the thing is, we know what you did, but the viewers, they don't know, do they, Brian?
None of them need
him to tell.
Yeah. So what did you
exactly
do
what happened?
Well, that evening?
So this night you went out outside. First of all, take the bins out and then...
Was it anything to do with public urination?
No,
was
it, it wasn't anything crude.
The other thing. The other thing.
It wasn't anything to do with that whatsoever.
No. You know why we're here.
You went out.
I left my house.
You did.
I brought the bins out. Right. I spoke to the neighbours.
Don't make out you don't know what this is about.
And it was very much a case of...
No, not that. The other thing.
The other thing, come on.
No, that's fair enough. So I left the house, I took the bins out, I spoke to the neighbours, it was after that. I left my driveway.
Yes. You put on the...
I put on the lights outside
the front of my actual driveway. Driveway, exactly. Why did you do it?
And then what, though? And then what?
Well, I did it, so it illuminated my driveway.
The other thing.
The other thing. After that,
And then I started walking to the shops.
That's it. Why did you walk to the shops?
I walked to the shops because I needed food and I wanted some Alpin and I had no milk.
Oh, well, fine. I just wondered, that's all.
Oh, that's okay. God, I got quite on edge about that. I apologise.
You were a bit nervous then.
Became very nervous.
No, I just didn't know why you went to the shops.
That's not a problem. I went to the shops because I needed milk. There we go. Relax.
That's good to know.
I don't know why I got worried about that, but yeah, we all have Alpin and I just wanted some semi-skims.
All right.
That's all right.
Calm down now. It's just a simple question.
Yeah, you're quite right. I should just set it to you immediately, yeah.
That's the thing with the world, isn't it? People don't say the truth.
For example,
I could say a lie now that I hate people that use cameras. I don't hate them. You don't know that. You know now because I told you I was going to lie.
David, you look fascinated.
Well, I think it is because words are a power, aren't they? You can sculpt reality for your words.
Exactly. I could do a name. Can you say a lie?
A lie. I've met Elton John in a jacuzzi.
Can you say a lie, Brian?
I'm holding up glass.
Exactly, lies.
Bullshit. They are lies, aren't they?
Bullshit.
Lies.
Absolutely. BS. Pop an explanation.
Bullshit. Here's another lie. I am not here. That's a lie. Always
bullshit.
Were.
You're not here.
If you're ever arrested by the police, one very good lie is to say, I'm not here. And it always works.
Does it always work?
Always
just
works.
Just slip through their military
grasp. They're very
grasp.
Confused for about an hour, and you can walk off slowly, and you could even ask for the keys to get out the police station by saying, I'm not here, can I have the keys? It always works.
David, she's attacking you.
Oh, here we go. Right.
And if you don't watch out, she's going to knock you to the floor.
Are you still wearing your blindfold? I can't see, stroke remember?
No, the blindfold is still on.
Off. You're still on.
I can't
I'll help
see
you.
Where the
dodge
hair
to
is.
The left.
Right,
dodge to the right, dodge
right,
forward,
go.
Move
here
backward,
the
up, jump up, up, up. While you're
down.
In the air, go higher still.
Higher,
keep going.
Higher.
Keep staying in the air, down.
Down,
crouch
down.
Crouch a bit.
Crouch, there
and
we go.
Turn the head now.
Wow, there.
Very
that's
good,
that,
look at
Sally.
That. What did that have? What happened?
That was nearly a knockout in the round three, and it's golden question time.
It's golden question time. Robin, David gets the opportunity to ask one golden question.
Right.
So, here we go.
Robin, you are well known for your inventions. Am I right in thinking that?
Sometimes I am. Why? What did you want me to invent for you?
Oh, there'd be a whole host of things I'd love you to invent for
right.
me. I was wondering, where do you get your inspiration for your inventions? Is it early in the morning? Do you write things down on a notepad?
No, I don't write things down. But what I do is I have a notepad in which I write my ideas in.
Right, OK, that sounds a good idea. And you carry this notepad around with you all the time?
Yes, I carry it normally, but sometimes I don't carry it. I'm not carrying it today because I normally don't actually carry it. I keep it at home. But that's where I put all my ideas in.
What's the latest invention?
The latest idea. The latest idea was, it was for a table.
Oh,
yes. It was a type of table.
What
kind But it also doubles up as an oven. So it's a very hot surface. So it's a base, but afterwards you can use it. Obviously, it's metal, so it takes about 3 hours to cool.
Right. But then you could do crosswords on your oven.
You could do, not while the oven's on. There is a very big light and a sound, an alarm.
What sort of sound?
But much, much loud, very loud, alerting people for 3 hours that it's not cool yet.
This idea has definitely got legs because...
It's called the hot table.
It's called the hot table in the sense that, you know, you can buy... You're killing two birds with one
exactly.
stone, aren't you?
Also, if you put a bird on it, it will kill it.
Once again, another use, isn't it?
Yes,
so when you've got a dynamite idea like that, how do you sell it to people?
That's one of the reasons I've come on this. This is on Radio 1.
Yes, it is.
Right.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's a lot of viewers and listeners.
Yeah.
I would happily sell, but more importantly, buy a hot table. I would like the idea, it would give me a lot more room if my table and my oven were the same thing.
Right. Well, would you like to buy one for me after the programme?
How much would it cost?
They're about £4,000.
That's a lot of money.
And you do have to put them together.
Really?
And you do have to go to the factory to pick it all up, Düsseldorf.
I'm not great. Where is it? Is that the location?
Düsseldorf in Germany.
In Germany.
And that's where you get the heating elements. And then the actual tables is actually in Koblenz, different part of Germany.
See, that's more money than 4,000. I'd be looking at maybe 5,000 and a half.
Probably about that with the travel if you stay over. Probably about £5,000-6,000.
If
and then you've got to mantle it. as opposed to dismantling it.
I don't have the engineering skills, I don't think.
Right,
I
but there is a booklet
in.
There. And they,
where,
and,
whereabouts?
Well, where other... come, well, that you also have to get from a different, in Hanover, which is different, but that's because they don't want everyone seeing it.
And is the book a very clear explanation?
It's also in German. I haven't had time to get it translated. So, but you can buy a dictionary.
This is true. There are solutions there.
Do you know German? You can speak German.
I don't know German. Right. If I had a dictionary, I could speak German, or at least
you sort of make up what you think the first page might be.
Exactly. I mean, how difficult is it going to be to put an oven table together
so
with all the heating elements?
Give us an idea of what the first page might be.
Hashadon, Shir, Avan, Ejon, Hot, Tablet.
Right. On that does sound more French. Actually.
It does sound a bit French. What are the Germans? They're more sort of Hadea. That's more Japanese.
No, that's more Japanese.
It gets very un-PC.
This
I apologise.
Probably the worst German impression. This is another reason why he didn't go down well with the troops. Rather,
I know. Yeah.
Because there was also a brigade of German troops who were with the UN, and he did his German impression. They didn't like that at all.
They pushed him right
back into the cave.
They literally did. I had to stay there for a week.
What did you say to them?
I didn't say anything. I just did a German accent, pretending to be like an annoyed mother who'd walked into.
Can we quickly hear it?
Hachadala, hachadala.
I didn't like that at all.
I didn't even know what it was myself.
No, it didn't go down well, which is why we went to turn to boxing. Did he win the match?
He's just about to get hit to the floor.
David.
Yes, yes.
David.
Yes.
David.
Yes.
David.
Yes.
David.
Yes.
What would you invent, and what would you call it?
I would invent some kind of food apparatus whereby you could toast or cook things.
Sounds
on
like the hot table.
Does sound like the table. You carry on.
Sounds like you're stealing ideas.
Oh, no, believe me, because the table's very stationary, isn't it?
We do have patent pending.
Copycat.
No, not quite.
Copycat.
Oh, a bit of banter there, which is fun, but just...
Copycat.
So,
copycat.
No, come on, lads.
Coffee cat.
That'd be an idea. A coffee cat.
Exactly.
I don't know what
a cat
do with
that
it.
Can serve you coffee. Cats are actually easier to train than dogs.
Are they really? Because I've owned both, a cat
right.
and a dog.
I've had neither, but it's something I read also in the letter.
From David
Fibrosol. PPS.
Goodness me.
Cats are easily trained
to
than our dogs.
David, you need to hit Sally quickly.
Right, here we go. I've got my blindfold still on, but I'll give it a go. Thank you. That's very good of you.
Here we go.
David.
Yeah, yes.
David.
Yeah, yes.
David.
Yes.
David.
Yes.
David,
yeah.
You're coughing up a furball impression.
And then hit Sally.
Take some of that.
Great shot. Very good hit in the hair.
Thanks, David.
Oh,
well, everyone's cheering.
Did it
David.
Work?
It's a great feat. I hope I've still got the blindfold on, but the cheering's boosting me up. It's like Red Bull into
David,
the veins.
David,
it's a knockout.
It's a
knockout.
Here we go.
It's a knockout.
It's a knockout.
She's on the floor. You're just nothing.
Lift
just
your
Sally.
Coach above your head.
There we go. You ready to be lifted above my head?
Don't kick her, David. Don't kick her.
I'm going to give her a little kick in the roots, in the hair roots. Here we go. I'm lifting
Hoorah.
You up.
Sally is dead.
I didn't mean that. I didn't want a homicide on my conscience.
That isn't a good result.
No.
I've been a little guilty, but I guess I get a belt. But
how
it's still
did
not...
she die, robot?
It's what she would have wanted.
What she would have wanted.
Well, that's fine
exactly
then. Guilt has vanished.
So, little TV presenter there. Any final words, David, you want to give out to the world?
It's not the man.
Probably a big thanks to your coach and your bucket man.
I was about to say, it's the coach behind the man.
And the bucket man.
And the bucket man who mopped me down.
Thank you.
It's about the wisdom you get from other people. I'm going to take this belt, I'm going to cut it into three, I'm going to pass it out between all of us. We can have it as three
nice.
Brooches instead of three belts.
So you'll do three cuts in it?
Three
or
cuts.
There'll be four parts?
Yeah, four parts. You're quite right. No, one, two. No, you're a man of mathematics. I'll do two cuts.
Two cuts.
And like three musketeers, I'll
but
pass
maybe
them out.
The fourth part could represent the memory of Sally.
I will hang it on her grave happily.
Very nice. What a nice thing to say.
It is. Very
He's
nice.
He's a nice man. I don't think boxing's for you. I think you're too sensitive.
What I should have done is done the boxing and then gone to the cave to protect myself.
Maybe that way round would have been
common
better.
Sense.
Yes. Something to think about.
It's something to muse over as I wander into my sleep tonight.
Thank you so much, Robin, for getting involved.
Well, it was very something I've always wanted to be
you
doing
have.
Great
You've been
good. It's good.
Sending me emails for a couple of years.
Yes.
Wanting to get
involved.
I
really think it does a lot of good for the nation.
No, it does. There's a lot of
so
wisdom.
So you're doing a lot of good work
of
here.
Thank you. Final words.
Goodbye, fighters.
Well, just God bless to all the viewers and thank you for tuning in and watching us.
Goodbye, fighters.
Goodbye, Charles.
Bye-bye.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.